Michael Telegram joining us on the local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Hey, next Tuesday, they're opening back up. Open now by appointment only. But if you go to VandermarkJewelers.com, you get a detailed rundown as to when you can get back in the showroom. And again, next Tuesday, they're expecting that showroom to be up and ready to rock and roll. They cleaned out the carpets during this quarantine period as well. So make sure you head on down to Vandermark Jewelers, a trusted name in jewelry. And when you stop by, you'll see why. Dave, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, Bull. It's, I want to share a little-known O'Brien fact with you, that I was actually the stunt double for Mr. Perfect when he stopped all those shots on goal when he was the brick wall in front of the hockey net in that other clip.
That's right. Mike Modano was firing pellets at him, and Mr. Perfect saved every single one.
They saved all of them. R.I.P. Kurt Hennig, gone too soon.
I mean, it's crazy to think about, but he's been gone almost 17 years.
Wow.
Wild.
Wow.
Yeah, it was 18 years ago today that he was a big part of that flight from hell, they call it, because there were a couple of fights that broke out on it. He got into a battle with Brock Lesnar, of all people. But I digress. We'll save that conversation for another time. We're here to talk about the local beat, Dave. And, boy, as per the usual, plenty to discuss with you. And this is going to be one of those interviews that kind of dances all over the place, but you posted something earlier this morning, and it was in this morning's edition of the Chronicle Telegram, talking about this Saturday, where there's going to be a rally around Ohio, reopen protest in Avon. Dave, what do we know about this?
So this is a project of the Free Ohio Now movement, which is basically a group of people who are saying, hey, enough is enough. Reopen Ohio for business, even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic. And their local rally is going to be in Avon, at the intersection of Route 83 and Detroit Road, from about 1 o'clock to about 2 o'clock on Saturday. They've invited people to go out there, and there's some people, including a Republican candidate for prosecutor Bob Gargas, and who I talked to yesterday at length about some other items for an upcoming story, that who said they're going to be out there, and basically I can just read you the quote here: freedom-loving patriots who believe in the Constitution will gather in counties across Ohio to combine our voices to restore liberty and express grievances with the continued and repressive dictates of Governor Mike DeWine and appointed Health Director Amy Acton. Now this obviously is a bit controversial, and we've been asked to enforce, social distancing and hand washing and please, wear masks out in public. That's been the plea from the governor. Recently he walked back the mask issue a little bit, after some pressure from his own political party. But basically this is going to be a rally of people who say, hey, we're not sick. Healthy people are going to be fine. We're not in the susceptible, category. It's time to reopen Ohio to rescue business and to rescue the economy. And again, very controversial issue, not recommended by public or national or, local health departments and health officials who say, look, this is a really bad idea. So basically it's kind of go out at your own risk, at this point, but that's what they plan to do in Avon on Saturday.
Dave, do you see more of these happening down the line as tensions continue to grow between the two sides, the side of opening up the state and the side of, wanting to keep the state safe order enforced? Do you see more of these protests happening down the line, or do you think this kind of flames out on Saturday and that kind of puts an end to things?
My survey of online comments and from looking at the Free Ohio Now website, basically they have these protest rallies planned in about a dozen counties, including Lorain, for this Saturday. That list may have grown since last night when I checked their website. I'll have to check again, and I know that we're going to have some coverage of that on Saturday, because it's an event happening in Lorain County. And we walk a fine line, at our office and have a lot of discussions about, you know, what's appropriate and whether we should give, you know, press to people who are doing this when it's been called a danger, you know, by many, many people and many health experts to do this kind of thing. And I'll note that, you know, a lot of the folks at the State House rallies that they've had in the past couple weeks, there's been there's one back on April 25th. I think there's another large one planned for May 16th. A lot of the folks you see down there are wearing face masks, are wearing facial covering, you know, are standing, you know, maybe if not 6 feet apart, but not, you know, necessarily shoulder to shoulder. This is one of those unprecedented times in our history, you know, where people are standing up against, you know, an incredible amount of medical evidence that this spreads and you cannot show symptoms and still spread this virus. You know, and again, I have to be, you know, I'm trying to be fair. I'm trying to be accurate. You know, trying to give both sides their voice. You know, it's one of those things that I know a lot of newsrooms have talked about how do we cover this and what kind of press do we give it? And we're just trying to be fair and say, hey, look, this is happening. So if you see it out there, I mean, you're more than welcome to join, but please still take precautions in public. I mean, you might not get sick, but other people around you might.
So it's this Saturday, this Rally Around Ohio Reopen protest in Avon. You mentioned it takes place at the intersection of Detroit and 83. That's quite the large intersection. Lots of traffic going through there. Now, where exactly are they taking place? I mean, there's four different corners I'm imagining here where this could go down. Do they kind of designate an area? I know there's a shopping center and there's also a bank in the area. Where are they congregating at? Which parking lot did they specify?
You know, they did not specify. And I think that's, I don't know if that's a decision that they've had to, you know, file with the city or if it's something that they'll just kind of gather and decide, you know, where they can stand without being, you know, on private property and sort of in the public right of way. I imagine it'll kind of be along the corners. You know, I don't know if they're looking for broad coverage and are going to be on every corner. But if I find out more, I'll be sure to let our fine readers know.
Good stuff. Just throwing that out there because I'm sure people who have no choice but to go through that intersection, they would like to know which areas they might have to avoid if they've got to go through there. But as you said, I think this will be done peacefully. At least in most cases, you'd like to think that as it's being done, they're going to try and follow the guidelines and not try and stand on private property or get in the way of passersby as well. Dave, moving on to something entirely different, what in the world are people doing or were people doing to the headstones at the Charleston Cemetery in Lorain?
Yeah, so this is a cemetery that if you didn't know, a little history lesson, is nearly 200 years old, and it's one of the original cemeteries in Lorain County, and basically was created outside the borders of sort of the predecessor village of the city of Lorain, and was a burial ground for just about 60 years, including for some of the first settlers of the city of Lorain. Some of Lorain's founding fathers are buried there, and also likely some people who died of typhus or typhoid fever. Were buried there as well because for a time it was outside it's basically pretty much sort of in a downtown sort of pseudo residential area. And at some point on Monday, somebody went through and pulled out at least two headstones that had been, that originally been there, but were replaced, refurbished and replaced, by the Charleston Village, Society, at a cost of $1,500 a pop. And some of these stones were broken in half sometime in the early morning. Apparently, at least one witness saw somebody pull a marker out of the ground and then smash it before fleeing. Lorain police are investigating, but this is done about $3,000 worth of vandalism to some stones that it took a while to raise the money to put in these replacement markers. I mean, some of the cemetery was basically bulldozed under and houses were built on top of it. And for a long time, at least until the mid-1980s, part of it was an abandoned lot. Diane Wargo Medina, Lorain Ritchie, who are with the Charleston Village Society, basically came along and over the past 30 years, been raising money and improving the cemetery and trying to teach people about Lorraine's history. And sadly, somebody went through and just did a bunch of damage to this historic cemetery. You know, it's a really sad situation. And unfortunately, the police, you know, it sounds like have a few leads to work on, and they're investigating. And anyone with any information is asked to call Lorraine Police Department and provide that information. There's also a $500 reward that's being offered. And Lorraine Ritchie is a very, very nice woman that I spoke with on the phone. She has offered a $500 reward for information on the vandals. She said she was very disheartened and disgusted that the damage was done to the cemetery, which is also known as the Bank Street Cemetery or the Sixth Street Cemetery. You know, she told me that, you know, this isn't like somebody throwing a brick through a window. This is history, and it's Lorraine's history, and it really ought to be respected.
Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle-Telegram joining us on the Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. All right, Dave, before we dive into the scanner stories, the county administration building is going to have more COVID-19 rules. How many more are they expected to add, and what kinds of rules should folks expect to abide by when they go to the county administration building?
Well, it's being as County Administrator Jim Cordes told me the other day. It's highly encouraged that people wear facial coverings. You know, some form of mask, cloth mask, or maybe not necessarily, one of those special N95 masks, but, you know, cover your face. If you feel, feel comfortable wearing gloves, please wear gloves. Try to limit your personal interaction with employees at the administration building. But they're basically going to ask that people wear facial coverings if they have any business at the administration building, at least for the next couple weeks. I mean, it's something that the commissioners are going to go back over, you know, in discussions this week, and I think probably next week as well, that as they try to slowly reopen the county administration building to full service and reopen, you know, and keep open for the public all these county offices, that they're just going to ask that everybody, you know, abide by the policies and procedures that the elected commissioners have set, you know, and again, please wear facial coverings. You know, please do take advantage of hand sanitizer. Make sure your hands are washed if you don't have sanitizer, and just try to, you know, spend as little time in the building as possible. Drop off your paperwork or get what you need. You know, get the information that you need, and then move along so that other members of the public can come in without fear that there's going to be too many people crammed too closely together. This is a health and safety issue. Commissioner Sharon Sweeta, Commissioner Matt Lundy said, you know, this is guidance coming from the governor of Ohio. You know, they're Democrats. He's a Republican, but they're all listening to medical experts. You know, so far there's no vaccine for this virus. There's no cure. Yeah, you can get it and be quarantined for 2 weeks and slowly get over it. But there's a lot of other, you know, symptoms and complications that can arise out of this. And we just want to keep as many people healthy and safety as possible. And that includes both members of the public and county employees. You know, we can't afford to not have, all the county employees doing their essential business, for members of the public. So it's a real concern. And it's following best practices guidelines put out by Lorraine County Public Health, put out by the Ohio Health Department, Department of Health, I should say, the ODH. And also, you know, recommended by the governor and many other, you know, elected officials as well.
All righty, Dave. Well, let's dive right into our scanner stories to wrap things up this week. And seems like these are becoming a bit more frequent. There are some pretty good ones to choose from. What are some of your top scanner stories from the past 7 days?
Well, because I can rarely go one of our little chats without mentioning a scanner call that involves nudity. Cleveland, Dateline Cleveland, East 176, report of a bald, naked male attempting to set an abandoned house on fire, currently flicking his Bic.
Wow. Jeez, oh man. I tell you what, scanner stories never seem to disappoint, do they?
Not at all.
No, they don't. Wow.
Not at all.
Speechless.
Yeah. Jeez, oh, man. Well, Dave, as always, we appreciate you stopping by and giving us a few moments of your time. So strange for a while doing this over the phone. Now it's become normal. Hopefully, we'll get back to our normal. That'll have you back in studio with us, my friend.
Hey, I hope that's soon. If it's in June, it's in June. But please, everybody, be safe and wash your hands.
Yes, be safe and wash your hands indeed. Thank you, Dave. Again, that's Dave O'Brien with the Chronicle Telegram joining us on the local beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. Stop by and see them on Broad Street in Elyria. They'll open up the showroom next Tuesday, May 12th. Good stuff. You can also stop by and see if you can call and see if you can schedule an appointment as well, or visit vandermarkjewelers.com.